time for another Castle Country Focus. This is Dave Hokanson. With me in studio this morning is Sergeant Kelly Maines. We're going to talk a little bit about the DARE program. Kelly, how are you today?
Good. Doing really well.
Well, good. How's things going?
They're going great.
Getting crazy a little bit, right?
It is.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about the DARE program. Now, it's a school program, correct?
It is. So the DARE program is it's a program originally started back in the early 80s in California. DARE, we've had it in our community for as long as I can remember. I've been a DARE officer for the past 15 years. For the past 3 years, I've been oversaw the DARE program for the Price City Police Department, where we have officers assigned to all the schools in Price City, the different elementary schools, the middle school, to where we're going in and teaching at different grade levels some of the DARE curriculum and some of the DARE programs. It's a great way for us to reach out to the community and teach these kids some very valuable tools that'll hopefully help them as they grow up and move out into the world, so to speak.
Absolutely. Now, something happened last month, you were saying, that you and a couple of other officers went, and you're one of only, is it 20?
Yeah, so we went up. DARE has rolled out a new curriculum involving the opioid and prescription drug abuse curriculum that they opened up this year and are starting to implement. So myself, Detective Nick Bates, and Officer Tyler Kressel attended this training and certification up at the Utah State Capitol. We were three of 20 officers in the state that were certified in this new curriculum. DARE is hoping to eventually get every DARE officer in the state of Utah certified with this curriculum. They're going to do different levels, different training levels throughout the state to hopefully get everybody involved with some of the attention that our community seems to get for the opioid issues. And this is a great thing for us to be able to roll out into our younger kids to teach them at a younger age the dangers of the opioid issues that are out there. And that's what we're really hoping to be able to get across with this new update. DARE, it takes us a little bit of time doing DARE. It's scheduled as a 10-week program. So we're in the schools for usually more than 10 weeks because it kind of the way our schedule works and the schools work. But it's an awesome thing to be able to go in the classrooms and teach this stuff and just interact with the kids in general.
And absolutely. It's important too.
It is
extremely important, especially like you said, with the undue attention sometimes that we get in our area for the opioid crisis. It's just something that really needs to be talked about. And, you know, we need more information on it.
It is. And the hope is being able to teach kids at a younger age some of the dangers that are out there. And, you know, all too often we have kids that have the that'll never happen to me mentality. And they just don't know the facts. They don't know the truth or the facts about it. They hear through the grapevine, you know, the wonderful, sometimes horrible thing of the internet. It must be true. I read it on the internet.
Yeah,
type attitude.
Absolutely.
We get to come in and actually teach them facts. And actually, from the officer level, we're actually talking to them about, you know, experiences that we've had as officers. And they get to hear the true things that happen sometimes to where we can let them know of what's really going on out there and how they can avoid certain situations, how they can figure out ways that they can be in charge. You know, we teach them so many different things, how to handle peer pressure. We teach them facts about alcohol, tobacco. We teach them a lot of different facts about, you know, the drugs that are more prominent in our area. So we try to really hit on a lot of things with the kids. And like I said, it's extremely fun for the kids. I won't kid that it's pretty fun for the officers too. We have a lot of fun being able to, it's a break from the norm of what we normally do. So it's a fun thing to be able to go into schools and do these.
Absolutely. And you know what? I think that if they get to see you in that kind of a setting, that it kind of makes them think that, you know, sometimes there's just a negative stigma around police officers. I'm not saying anything. Especially with younger kids, it just happens.
Yeah, and it's true. It's, you know, the kids come in, and usually the first lesson that we teach, where we introduce ourselves and get the kids to introduce themselves, some of the kids are a little apprehensive, and you know, and it's true. You know, the when you watch things in the media, you know, what you watch the news, there's a lot of negativity sometimes toward law enforcement. And that's part of what we try to change with coming in with the DARE program is the kids get to see it at a different level, you know. And it's funny because over the years, you know, I've been doing this a long time, and I run into adults that I've taught DARE to, and they still walk up and remind me, oh, hi, Officer Maines, you know, you were my DARE officer. And I'm like, yep, I remember. And, you know, they're introducing me to their kids, which makes me feel very old. But it's also a great thing, because there's these brief moments from DARE that they remember growing up, and a certain lesson that stuck with them, and it's helped them throughout their life. And that's our biggest thing with this program that we try to do, is we just want to give kids the ability to live happy lives, productive lives, and be able to make healthy and wise decisions as they start to get older.
Absolutely. And that's what's important. Really important. Okay. So the DARE program, you're going into schools right now.
So we're starting usually around this time of year. We try to work through the school district schedule as well with some of the schools. So we're getting ready to start at, Creekview Elementary, Castle Heights Elementary, and Pinnacle Elementary. We also have an officer that's already taught at the junior high level, at the middle school level. Officer Kressel has done some of the middle school lessons already, I think, for half of the school. And then Officer Kressel does Castle Heights Elementary, Detective Bates does Pinnacle Elementary, and I do Creekview Elementary. I also, through working part-time in Wellington, teach at Wellington Elementary as well. So we're kind of out there. Like I said, usually around this time of year, we're starting to get the program set up to where we start to go in and teach. Usually we come in sometime after the Thanksgiving break. We get it rolling, and then they have the Christmas break, and then we got to start all over again.
That's right. So the DARE program is rolling out now. If we haven't made it to your school, we're on our way.
Yep.
Absolutely. So parents, be ready for your kids to come home and start talking about this.
Yeah,
really.
Absolutely. And, you know, sometimes we do have parents that will have some questions in regards to it. And if at any time parents have any questions, they can reach out to the school, to the officer that's teaching at that school, and we will freely answer any question that they have. Sometimes we run into that. Parents will have questions or concerns. And, you know, this program by itself does not work. This is a program that takes cooperation between law enforcement, the school, and parents and the students to get this program to work. And if one portion of that is not on board with it, the program tends to kind of fall apart a little. So we try to get the students involved, the school involved, parents involved, to make sure that everybody's figuring out all the aspects of what we're doing with this. And so if any time parents have questions or concerns, they can, you know, obviously reach out to me or reach out to the officer that's teaching at their school, their student school, and we will be very glad to answer any questions that they have.
All right, Kelly, thank you so much for everything that you do with the DARE program in the county. It is coming to your school. Parents, be ready for those kids to start talking about it. It's the DARE program. We had Sergeant Kelly Maines in studio with us this morning, and thank you for stopping in. Now, for more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, go to castlecountryradio.com.